Paul loves getting his trotters out.
I love, yeah, my trotters aren't as offensive as your trotters.
My trotters are pretty offensive, but yeah. I will say, I can only have my feet on display on holidays. I could not wear a Birkenstock in the real life.
Love nothing more than a sandal. Oh, I know you on do. A holiday.
Paul, you just have to see a little ray of sunshine and those trotters are out.
Just a ray of sunshine.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, besties, welcome back to Glow Home.
Besties.
Yeah, they're our
very
besties.
Familiar all together.
Yeah.
The amount of comments and love we've gotten since you've done that little shout out.
Thank you guys for all the comments and love. We very much appreciate it.
We actually have decided we're going to do a mega giveaway at the end of the season.
Yes.
You only have to do it once. Just make sure that you comment.
If you've been in all season.
So if you've done it already, do it. If you're listening now, comment, follow, and give us a rating because we've gotten back up to 5 stars. Those little bastards who kept us down, we're now back up.
Yes, queens.
So at the end of the season, we might nominate more than one person.
Who knows?
I think we'll do
Paul
that.
Paul is making this up as he goes along.
Basically, I need to clear out the garage, guys. So come with me and shop the garage.
Looks like I got my bloods done again this week.
Oh, do you have a little bloods done? Okay, so let's do a health check-in.
Okay. Oh, God, should we?
Oh, my God. We haven't even discussed.
What?
Where are we sitting?
Oh, my God, sorry. How did we not open the episode with this? Welcome to our humble abode.
Do you like it?
Do you like it? For those who are audio listeners and official listeners, you need to go and check it out on the social, on the gram.
Well, I'm hoping it's approved by now.
Let's hope that you can see it on the social, on the gram. Because we are on a fabulous new
sofa. Basically, if you're following a while, you may remember I did a pink Barbie room with DFS at the Ideal Home Show. And I fell in love with this couch. Mm-hmm. Like I fell in love with it. And we had it in the color watermelon.
Stunning.
And it was pink. It was just beautiful. And I just have not stopped thinking about it. We're 2 years now after it. Mm. And when the guys seen that I was doing a makeover, they were like, hey, do you think we'd fit in the couch? And I was like, oh my God, let's do it. And
so exciting.
This is it.
It's beautiful. How do you feel? So comfy. I feel great. Obviously, I was nervous about the change because I did love our previous setup and I don't have the vision that Paul has. But I have to say, we went out to DFS out in Blanchetown. I got to sit because I'm a visual person.
You're visual.
I need to see it in person. I need to feel it. I need to have a sit on it. And I have to say, I was sold. But I will say, you can tell we are a family that has no children.
Because it's cream
couch. It is a cream couch. But it does come in many other colours.
And it's a velvet. Oh,
it's beautiful. Very
anyway,
beautiful.
Anyway, delighted with it. Thank you so much, delighted. DFS. This is deadly.
There's further...
Oh, no. You can imagine. I have
not
stopped.
We're not done
yet. I need a new rug. I need new cushions. I need something on this back wall. I need really good artwork. We're going to update this artwork. We're also going to hopefully get a new dining room and table and chairs.
And I'm going to move country.
And Mark is going to move. And then it's going to be beautiful.
I'm very excited. I'm very proud of you. You've done a great job.
You're doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie.
So now let's go back to your health.
Oh, God. Could we, like, I just feel like it's an endless story.
No, but we've
made
such good progress this week.
We have made good progress this week, although not everyone would agree.
Oh, Angela.
Well, Angela's great. We love Angela and she just wants the best for me.
Will you tell Angela's news?
I don't know if we are.
Okay, we'll hold on to that for, hold on to your seats.
Like, maybe we should check in on these things before we come on the pod. But Mom and Dad have some big news, but maybe we'll have them on the pod to tell the news themselves.
Okay.
But yes, we basically, this is a glorious update for everyone. My nausea has continued. Yay!
Yeah, he hasn't really stopped.
So I haven't really stopped with the nausea situation. It continues. It's mainly prevalent in the morning. Paul has to endure me dry retching.
It's actually
morning.
Not really. You don't really. I think it's when you start to move and you go outside. Like when we walked to the gym the other morning at 6:30, quarter to six. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that's still going on. You literally...
I thought I was going to get sick.
Yeah, from the minute we left our house up until I left you, and you probably continued up into the gym.
Anyway, Good news is
we found a great doctor.
I'm getting a scope done next week. So that'll be good. That will make sure everything is good and all fine. But also I have found an amazing doctor who seems to understand what is going on with my body and has seen all my test results and has run more bloods. But basically she has given me an antibiotic that hopefully is going to make this thing go away forevermore.
Mm-hmm. You're day two into it. How do you feel?
Day two. Yeah, I feel fine.
Okay.
I mean, stay two. I mean, okay. Come on. Okay. We got to give it some time. Okay. But basically, for those concerned, and thank you so much for your messages, I am hopefully on the return to being myself again.
You will get there.
I will get there. But yeah, that's the health check.
That's the health check. So.
And also, get your bloods done. Go see your doctor. Get everything checked. And make sure that you don't die.
Sorry, okay, thank you. I just seen what you put into Glow Up or Blow Up. I'm absolutely blowing that up.
I'm trying to read.
You are, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You are bold. So some things happened in the last few weeks. So we went to, and I wanted to talk to you about this because I don't know if you had the same experience as I did. One of our friend's sons was 18 and we went to the 18th party.
We did.
And it was brilliant.
Also, like, I just say, we are too old to do that now.
No, we're too old. But also, we were there to show face.
Yeah, and also support our friends.
Oh, no. To
we weren't there, like, there to show face. They are our friends.
Support. Yeah. I didn't mean it that way.
I know you didn't.
Anyway, what my point was that we were at, obviously, an 18-year-old's birthday party. And what was funny was one half of the people who are going are all stage school kids.
Yeah.
And then the other half are school kids. And you would naturally think, oh, this is not really going to work out because it's not cool to be in a stage school. But I do believe it's kind of changed a little bit because
TikTok has changed the world.
They were vibing and they were doing all the things together and songs, singing, karaoke. Like one of the straight guys was up there, like the straight rugby guys, sport guys.
You're just presuming he's straight.
I'm presuming. Know. Yeah.
You
but he was
her.
Up in the middle of the karaoke singing.
Yeah. They
which was deadly
they enjoy
to see.
The performance.
They just
vibes.
Looked really like unapologetic and totally
embracing
confident
themselves.
In themselves, yeah. Which was amazing to see. I don't think, like, when we were there, it was doing that for us. I think we were very
God no
apologetic.
When we were 18, we like were hiding the fact that we were dancing our brains out to Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
Lady
Gaga. I requested Abracadabra and it didn't really go down as well as I thought it. But they were listening to really, like, there were some really old songs playing that they really enjoyed. And I was like, well, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
We also seen Superman.
We did see Superman yesterday. We got to see, go to the premiere.
What did you think? Because we didn't really talk afterwards.
Draw my honest opinion.
Yeah, give it to me. Oh.
So it was worth going just to see that man.
He was a very handsome Superman.
Very handsome Superman.
Like, of all the boxes to be ticked for Superman.
However,
I wonder,
I have some feedback.
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing I'm going to say.
Superman suit.
Awful.
So terrible.
You are not giving anything to the thirsty gaze.
He was also basically wearing a pair of red granny pants.
It was like the cut wasn't.
It was also like a neoprene rather than like a lycra suit, right?
Yeah, but or even it didn't have any like definition in it the way Avengers have suits.
Like, well, first of all, look. Just call a spade a spade. I think all the mammies out there who are going to see Superman or have to go with their kids, you want to have a bit of life seeing the specimen
of that human.
You want to
flood your basement.
You want to see his curves and swerves. Do you know what I mean?
There was no curve.
There was no bulge to be seen.
Not one
bulge. Not a
bulge
to be seen on Superman.
No, I know it's for children. Well, it wasn't for children. I think it was
like 15. It's not for children. It's not for children. It's for gays.
I need to see a bulge in a Superman outfit.
Yeah. I think even the straight men are like, Superman's vibe is like
and
sexy lycra situation.
And he was wearing
you have to go and just even
have
Google
to go
the picture.
It.
He basically has a pair of red granny pants over his Superman suit.
And they're like,
it's vile.
They're thick.
And do you know what? They're deep cut.
Yeah,
there's no high waist. There's no high waist.
This is what we're talking about.
To cinema critics, this is the film review you want to hear.
Yeah.
This is the real shit. This is what people care about. Okay.
And you could tell he worked out for the video because when he's in the shirt and trousers with Lois Lane, You're like, you are built like a brick house.
He is, his body is insane.
But we haven't seen his body
they
once.
They did not showcase him.
No.
And we're not saying that Superman has to be a big thotty ride, but I am saying.
Show me a bit of
he
nipple.
Was a big thotty ride. So show us a bit of something. Get the.
That's all we have to say. It was good.
He has a dog in it.
Yeah, Crypto.
Who's like a super dog.
We thought.
Which feels like I was like, this is going to be a bit like naff.
Yeah.
I actually like the dog by the end.
And in terms of, because I'm a big Marvel fan, I feel.
This is DC though. No.
So what I'm going to say is at the minute, Marvel are just churning out Marvel movies, and they've kind of really lost that effect of what superhero movies were, and DC haven't gotten to that stage yet. So I think it was like a solid 7 or 8 out of 10.
Also, superpower wise, right? So obviously he had all his lovely usual superpowers. He obviously has lasers in his eyes.
Didn't use them.
He used them like about twice
and
in
also,
the whole movie.
Like at the very end of the. Like it was the
there
last
were lots
30
of situations
minutes.
Where he was struggling and I was like, hey, pal, just have you forgotten? Eyes. Yeah, those laser eyes situations.
I did enjoy. That's why I enjoyed The Boys. Did you ever watch The Boys with me?
I did, but that was a bit weird.
It was a bit blood and gutsy.
But was it also not a bit weird? Was there not like a grown man like being nursed by a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Like there was a bit of weird things
in that. Anyway, we'll move on.
No wonder you liked it. But yeah, Superman, I would go see it.
I have something.
Oh no, what?
Your friends and your neighbors. So
I don't know what you're
referencing. I was out the road, walking back from the gym, and I met a lovely lady.
Yeah.
We had a great chat.
Great.
And she referred to a certain somebody on the road and was like, oh, they're a lovely person. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, the person who hates us.
Hates us.
Sorry. I don't know. Can we talk about this?
I don't know. Do they listen? Well, basically, I don't have a problem. I just don't know why you hate us.
Someone on our road
who
hates
really
us.
Not really that.
And I think got drunk one time.
No. You think got, that was absolutely locked.
Basically, one of our neighbours obviously got drunk at one stage and basically started to troll us on our social media. But obviously, we know who they are.
But it was it not on... Was it not on Facebook?
No, it wasn't on Instagram.
Okay, sorry.
Because we knew who it was. So basically one of our, and then I think regretted it.
Oh, deleted everything then afterwards.
Deleted everything after we'd already
but
seen
also,
it.
But also I don't know how
sorry.
The situation has come about.
I think it's just, I don't know, you never know.
Anyway, she referred to that person. And I was like, oh yeah. Obviously I was like, you've obviously had a lovely interaction and I just haven't. We haven't done anything to.
Yeah.
The only thing
sometimes
I can think
your neighbours
of is
just
when
hate you.
We moved in and they said hello, I said hello. And then I think they wanted me to show them around, but I had COVID, so I couldn't bring somebody else into the house with me.
Maybe. And also, mind your nose.
Mind your business. Mind your nose.
None of your business, yeah. I honestly, actually, it's terrible. We need to do a better job. We are... So when we're in our house, we're just in our house.
No, but also last
we
year
don't
we
really
got invited to...
I don't
to,
feel like... Oh yeah, across the road, we are going to do that this
we
year.
We need to do that this year. Yeah. We got invited to one of the house... The house is kind
have
of...
like a Christmas party.
To a Christmas party. And we actually both had an event on that day and we couldn't
we
go.
We genuinely did want to go.
Yeah, I did.
And if you are watching, we would love to come to your party again. I don't know, did we get invited this year?
Yeah, that was the one that we couldn't do.
But we got invited the year before as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, invite us one more time and we're going to come.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, I would like to meet some of our neighbours.
I'd love to be in like a little community network WhatsApp.
Paul.
I'd like to know what's going on.
Paul, you won't even respond. You won't even open the front door, let alone go to a community situation. And also, we are in WhatsApp groups with our actual friends that you won't read. And respond to.
No comment.
Excuse me.
If anyone can hear, there is drilling happening outside our house. I don't know what.
Something has happened on our road. And they are literally drilling up the whole road.
But they've done it for a week and a half.
Is it sewage? Is it electricity?
I don't know.
Is it a dead body? We're not sure.
It's a dead body. But it is aggressive.
It is aggressive. It's really, Penny's distressed.
And especially when it's warm. You can't open the window.
Open the windows because the noise is coming in. Oh, their life is so tough, guys.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Anything else I'd like to add? Let's say about the revelation in December. I can. We're going to Lapland.
Oh, are you saying it? Okay. Well, you've said it now. We're going to, we're actually going at the best time. We're going on the 21st, 22nd and 23rd.
Oh shit. What if the kids see it? Don't tell any of the kids. They don't know yet.
We should do disclaimer.
Shit. I hope I'll tell Judy. That's listening in the car. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to Lapland with all the family, which is very exciting. And the kids are all coming, but that's a surprise for them. Hopefully.
Just before Christmas. It's going to be amazing.
21st to 23rd of December.
It's going to be
literally
amazing.
Santa time.
It's going to be amazing.
Going to be amazing.
And there was also one other thing.
We're going to Gay Sitges.
Oh, yeah. That's
from
September.
Speedos to snowsuits.
Oh.
Yeah.
One thing that I don't think we did discuss was, remember at Pride and there was a news outlet there on the bus with us and the comments on that news outlet.
Sorry, yeah, this is, who is it?
I didn't know if you wanted to say.
No, I think we can say.
Dublin Live, you need to do better at monitoring your comments.
Oh my God, Paul, no, they do not need to monitor it at all. It's not their fault. It's the people who are commenting.
No, but they should disable comments when that happens.
No, you shouldn't have to disable comments. What they are actually doing is they were heroing Pride events their platforms.
Sorry, they were.
People should be allowed to interact and support. And actually, people just need to not be dicks and actually comment horrific things. Like, they were basically saying... Like, I mean, also, it's terrible. But some of their art.
I think
like, we were all at Pride. And basically, one of the comments was like, never I ever, like, thought a terrorist attack would be a great thing. I was like, are you actually, like, it's that bad that you're, like, wishing. And, like, the hate was.
And actually,
wild.
One man just kept commenting.
People were just like, if you are this stupid, and people are saying, oh, why don't we have a straight Pride? I'm like, fuck off. You've missed the whole point. You've missed the whole fucking point. Yeah. Every day is straight Pride, you fucking knob. Anyway, that's how I feel about that.
But
thanks so
one
for joining my
commented
soap like box rant
15 times, and I actually reported him. And then Meta came back to say, "There's no fault here."
So Meta needs to do better. Then
Meta needs to do better.
Yeah, don't be giving out to Dublin Live, who are doing a good job supporting. They did lots of content supporting Pride. Mm. They did a great job. It's just people need to stop being knobs and dopes and stupid.
Don't be a knob.
Anyway, so no homophobes here, thank you.
No hope. No.
The only one allowed to hate the gays around here
are the gays.
Is us. We are the only ones who are allowed to say anything bad. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, that's yeah, good point. Glad we brought it up.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Glad we clarified.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
I don't know, I'm in a real form now. I actually feel our house is quaking with this work that's happening.
It is vibrating.
Anyway, so sorry. Anything else I would like to bring up? I don't know.
No? Well then.
I want to go on a holiday.
We're going on a holiday.
No, I want to go on a mark break.
Away from me?
No, not away from you. Away from work and life. I want to have a 24 hours to a 48 hours of like having my own. You know, sometimes I go on a Sunday and I go to a little coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I just have a little.
Don't think we've anything planned this weekend. Been a lot the last few weeks have been match every single weekend.
Oh,
and
lot.
We're that way now, really up until
see,
the start.
I like our weekends together. I do like our little. Just,
no, I'm not taking, I love a weekend, but I'm not here and I'm playing PlayStation.
No, but I love our weekends together. I would like a midweek day where I take a day off and I just,
you said you were going to do that. Just take a day and I'll make sure I'm in the office.
But I didn't. Anyway, that's all. Have we started this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I was like,
we did, didn't we?
Have we started?
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, we did. We're getting nods. Well, if not, you'll just have to, deal with it.
We're here. Okay, Paul, what's next?
What's next is Glow Up or Blow Up.
Are we ready for it?
We are ready for it.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Always ready.
Okay, so the first one was something that really affected, I think, the both of us when we were in town. On a hot summer's day.
Oh my God.
The pissy streets of Temple Bar.
Honestly, Temple Bar is not a place I love to go in general.
But do people actually think that Temple Bar is, because we were walking towards the 18th.
Oh yeah, sorry.
But do people actually think that is traditional Ireland?
Well, I just think it's, so I have seen like loads of TikToks recently of people being like, come with me, like Americans and English people coming for like 2 days in Ireland. And basically people are like, I went to Temple Bar, and everyone's like, that is not fucking Ireland. No. Fucking forget it.
Give me an old farty man pub down the back arse of Wicklow. That is real Ireland pub.
Yeah, or just like...
culture. Pub just, culture.
Just go somewhere else, anywhere else but Temple Bar.
It was just the smell of the street was disgusting.
So yeah, so there is a bigger issue we're grasping at here, not just the tourism situation, but also... there, people obviously are pissing all over the place.
All over the place.
On every wall.
All over the place.
And in the summer, when the rain is not pouring.
No.
There is a pungent, this is a problem I feel like we need to get the government involved in, right?
But I just don't understand, because like when there's a match here, they clean it about five times. Paul,
there, people are pissing up the walls, pissing down the walls.
Everywhere. Get your
pissing everywhere.
Caracha out.
Also, cobblestone's harder to clean.
Caracha.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like
it's probably a Karcher, actually.
Okay.
Pressure washer. Get one of those pressure washers and out we go.
Exactly.
Pressure wash that whole thing.
Yes, government, do that.
Once a day.
Once a day. Thank you.
Do that. Thank you.
Thank you. That's our thing. But also do let us know if you have been walking through Temple Bar or the adjacent areas and found a waffle. It's like, you know, a smell that hits you like a physical hit, hits your face like a cloud, pushes you backwards. And you
it really hits
react.
The back of your nose. Oh like my it's God. Just, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's too much for me.
It really hits the back of your nose.
It took 10 minutes before I could have a drink. And that's saying something.
Yeah. And that room was very warm.
Very warm. Everywhere's
it was
very
a warm day. It was a warm day. So I'm blown up Temple Bar with your 20 euro pints and
pissy streets.
Like go to Dawson Street and find that smallest pub bar place. The world's smallest bar.
What is it? Pico.
Peruke and Periwig is a great spot.
Peruke and Periwig.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Very hard to get a seat.
You have to go in early.
I want to go on a day when no one else is there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll do on my day where I'm off. Yeah. I'm going to go in, become an alcoholic and drink
and Peruke and Periwig. And go to a stationery shop and get kids like out a notebook in stationery.
Yeah. I need that in my life right now.
Boop. Next one.
Go on.
Couples who wear matching gym sets. I'm seeing this a lot on TikTok and Instagram.
Men and women.
Yeah. Men and men. Women and women.
I mean, I'm not against it.
Do you not think, like, come on.
But are they not doing it for the gram? I don't know that they're like, if they weren't taking a picture and sharing it, I don't know that they'd be doing that.
Really?
Yeah. And like, we do lots of things for the gram.
Not weird.
We do lots of things. Jesus, give us a week or two, we could be... opening a box of HelloFresh at the door. How are you, kids? How's it going?
I'd actually like to try that.
So Kate from the office, no shade and no ad here, can I also just say, Kate from the office gets HelloFresh all the time. Now she does
ads. I think it would make sense for us because we don't.
Yeah, but I can't cook.
I'll cook.
Say this all the time. Let's just stick with what we know. Okay, what works. Fine. But what I will say is, Kate does it all the time. She swears by it and she brings the leftovers in for her lunch every day. And I say the smell in the office is divine.
It looks
good. I also think that you either have the skill or you don't. And I just don't have the skill.
You do. You can make a good ghost egg.
I haven't made a post ghost egg.
You haven't actually done a waffle and ghost egg meal for me.
Actually, I should get back on the waffles and ghost eggs. Yeah. They were good on the calorie counting situation.
Yeah, they were.
With a little turkey bacon.
That was a nice
special. I'm
going
to do that this weekend.
Yeah. Instead of a sausage sandwich?
No. We're still having the sausage salmon on a Sunday. That's the Saturday situation.
Okay.
So yes, that is, that's the current situation. I can't even remember what we're talking about. But blow it up. What is it?
Well, I'm blowing it up. Couples who wear matching gym sets.
Blow it up. But like also, you do you. Wear whatever you want.
We're very negative here today.
I'm not negative. I feel you're a bit negative.
Right,
like you're a bit touchy today. Oh yeah. So basically, I find this interesting, a conversation, because I think you're either one or the other, right? And you either talk about it or you don't talk about it. But are we glowing up or blowing up our dog? Because she is driving me mad today. Up. No. Penny's just, I think it's all the work outside. It's really distressing her.
It's thrown.
Sorry. Are we glowing up or blowing up Couples who fart in front of each other.
We're blowing that up.
Well, they're blowing something up. That's for sure.
Blowing
something up.
Farts should be not seen nor heard.
So I seen, who was it that, oh, it was Amelia de Mühlenberg. De Mühlenberg, de Mühlenberg. You know, Chicken Shop Date, who I love. The girl who does the dates in the chicken shop with famous people and they become, she then does all the red carpet. You live in a different world to me.
We get very different feeds.
Anyway,
on
I love her. She was the face of a brand for a while. Can't remember who. But anyway, we love her.
Amelia D'Amelia Hurt. what was her name?
Amelia de Mühlenberg. I'm going to show her. You know her.
I have another random thought that I'm going to ask.
Yeah, but hold on. Can I just finish my sentence?
Yeah, go for it.
So basically, Amelia de Mühlenberg was doing a, she was doing a interview and someone was like, the man was like, if a girl farts in front of her partner, then the romance is dead. Like, it's game over. And basically she was like, get a fucking grip. And I was like, yeah, fair. I mean, our personal preference on both sides is that that doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't exist. But like, I don't think that romance is dead if a couple chooses to do that. I just find it fascinating that some people are open with that and some people are just closed door.
I definitely don't think it's, we just don't talk about anything like that.
No, and also it doesn't happen.
But we don't.
Doesn't happen. This girl.
No, I don't know who she is.
She's like super duper famous.
I've never seen her in my life before.
And she does all the red carpet interviews at every event.
No.
Chicken Shop Date. People, do you know her?
No.
Is it just me?
Is it a blow up?
I love her. No, I glow her up. You will love her. She's very funny. Okay. Because he's like super like funny, awkward interviews. Anyway, couples who fart in front of each other. I'm blowing it up just because I just don't think it's necessary.
No, like toot wherever you want to toot, but just don't make it like...
Well, we probably can't comment because we don't toot. So therefore...
We don't toot.
We don't fart, so we wouldn't know. It must be hard. It must be hard for you guys out there, but sadly, that doesn't happen to us. So therefore...
No.
Thank you so much. We actually have friends of ours who basically know that we don't talk about it all the time. So basically, every time they speak to us, they're like, oh, I heard Paul was farting up a storm or whatever. Yeah. They like to do it to annoy and upset us. Anyway, I actually don't like toilet discussion. And we've talked about pissy streets. Yeah. And we've talked about farting today. I blame you, Paul.
Pissy streets and farting.
I blame you.
I'm so sorry.
And they'll forget. And a little bit. I just had a stroke there.
Sorry,
anything else for glow up or blow up?
No.
No.
Not that I can think of.
No, I think we've covered it all.
What am I going to get you for your birthday?
And that makes me feel happy.
If anyone has suggestions, Mark is 40.
The worst person in the world.
Mark is 40 in February.
And also what's weird is, and Paul does such a great job. He is one of the, he is the best gift giver in the world. Well, with one exception, you have one competition. No, Orla's a very good gift giver, but like she wouldn't be like one of my like prominent gift givers. One of the best gift givers out there.
Is it in your close friend circle?
Yeah.
Emer Morrissey?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, she's deadly.
Unbelievable gift giver.
Sorry, I gave out full names again.
You're giving out PPS numbers again. But literally, she...
I know, Emer is super.
She is so amazing at gift giving. She's so thoughtful. She really gets people. I don't even know the things I need myself. Like if you were to ask me what would I like, I'm like, I don't know.
But like, would you like a big holiday?
No, we've loads of holidays. And also, I like to be in the discussion about the holiday. I like to be part of the plan first.
Okay.
And I don't like when some... Because like, if it's going to be your time off, we don't get a huge amount of time off. And this is the one thing about the holiday thing.
But actually, I can't...
If we don't get a huge amount of time off, therefore, like, for someone else to decide that one piece of peace that you get, like... That I wouldn't
I can't do a holiday then for your birthday because I can't do something in February. Can't do anything up until April.
Hey.
Because my leave is gone.
Oh, because Paul doesn't have any holidays to take.
No holidays.
You can buy a holiday for me to go by myself.
Don't know how I feel about that. Don't know how I feel about that.
You're like,
that.
If I'm not gaining from it, you're not going. There was something else you were going to say there. Yeah, I do need to think of birthday celebrations. 40 is a biggie.
40 and our 5-year anniversary.
I know. So sorry, can you let my birthday have 1 minute before it comes back to you? Just 1 minute.
It's actually to us marrying the loves of our lives. Next week, we have
Tara Anderson.
Tara Anderson.
I have an ally and a friend with me next week to support me through. We talk about all things, including her celebrity makeup artistness.
We're deluded now.
We've lost. The fact that Daniel loves her titties.
Yeah, Daniel loves her titties.
Anyway, we love you guys.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.